Hello, today is Friday, March the 17th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and that's it. You're stuck with me this week. Jeffrey is still down in Florida playing baseball with his boys, and he'll hopefully be back next week. And with that, I wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day today. It was a great week here by all in Eastern Ontario. We had the Ottawa Valley Farm Show back this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Congratulations to the board of directors. They did a great job. It was a great first show back after COVID, and just really nice to get out and see everyone. And yeah, I think good time had by all. In the markets, it also was, for the most part, fairly positive week as well for the week. Corn was up, spot corn was up $9 a ton. New crop corn was up $3. Soybeans were the loser for the week. They were down, spot soybeans were down $12 a ton, and new crop soybeans were down $15. Spring wheat was up $14 a ton for spot and up $13 for new crop. And the winter wheat, the winter wheats were up for both spot and new crop, up $13 a ton. So fairly positive week, which is a great way to end things. Things have been a little bit on the negative trend here recently, so it's nice to see some positivity. So for the week, I guess the big news really was the 4 days consecutively corn export sales were announced, purchased by China, which amounted to just over 83 million bushels. It's really nice to see some corn export sales come on here. I guess the talk is Brazil's slowing down with their exports, running out of corn until their next safrinha crop is ready to get harvested. And China's also running out of corn, so I guess they've decided to turn to the U.S. for this period to fill their demand. Soybeans, speculators really... I think hit the soybean market hard here at the end of the week. They liquidated a good chunk of their position in their soybean market, and they also liquidated a good chunk of their wheat position. But on the flip side, they were short wheat, so that was positive for the wheat market. Soybean meal, it's had a pretty bullish trend here since about November. But this week it broke just under the 50-day moving average for the first time since November. The funds are still long, but they definitely liquidated some of their position here at the end of the week, taking maybe a little bit of money home with them. Argentina's crop is worsening, and it is bullish for soy meal. That's really what's been driving soy meal prices up in the U.S. For the last several months, but that news is all kind of factored into the market. I know we'll definitely see a couple more soybean meal sales here in the U.S. In the next coming weeks, and that'll help prices for sure. But it's one of those things. It's kind of hit a new high, so I guess speculators are just not sure like how high will it go. So might as well take some money home with us before things start to drop off. Spec market was also short, like I mentioned, about actually almost 100,000 contracts of Chicago wheat, and hopefully analysts are kind of hoping we've seen the bottom here of the wheat market, so they've started to liquidate some of their short positions, which is really supporting the wheat prices right now. The other thing that's happening in the wheat market is the Black Sea trade. So the agreement between Russia and Ukraine expires tomorrow, and I guess they wanted to liquidate some of their positions and be a little bit more comfortable with their positions here as things some news comes in on the weekend over that trade and what the new agreement's going to look like, or if there's agreement at all, kind of thing. So overall, it was a fairly quiet week here in the office, obviously with everyone at the farm show. It was really nice to see that news to support the corn, and that corn exports to China. That's great news. The corn market has really come down the last month and a half here now, so it's good to see some supportive news for corn. That's pretty much all I have for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a great St. Patrick's Day and a good weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for now.